With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Biden is toast. That's the assessment of Biden-friendly Politico in the aftermath of last night's presidential debate. Mr. Biden's performance has Democrats in a tizzy. There are calls for him to quit the White House race, handing the baton to someone else. The problem, Mr. Biden's halting responses and the way he seemed to repeatedly lose his train of thought.
Everything we have to do with,
Mr. Biden is 81 years old, and while former President Trump is 78, he says he has aced two cognitive tests.
I think I'm in very good shape.
Mr. Trump again challenging Mr. Biden to submit to a single cognitive exam. Last night's CNN debate focused on far more than the candidate's mental acuity. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that from Atlanta.
President Biden slammed his predecessor for encouraging rioters on January 6th, while former President Trump said he would only accept the 2024 results if it's a fair, legal, and good election. Trump repeatedly pointed to immigration and border chaos, which Biden struggled to defend, and the two candidates hurled personal insults at each other. Trump called Biden the worst president in American history. Biden reminded voters that Trump is a convicted felon. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Russian Defense Ministry says officials are preparing a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea, an apparent warning that Moscow could take forceful action to ward off the American reconnaissance flights. The former Uvalde, Texas schools police chief indicted over his role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre at Robb Elementary School, left 19 children and two teachers dead. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 12 points. This is SRN News. TikTok goes all in on transgenderism.
The giant social media platform has permanently banned ads for the sports apparel company XXXY Athletics. That's because the firm advocates to keep men out of women's sports, and TikTok says that message is offensive and constitutes a violation of the platform's community standards. A growing number of social media platforms are embracing the LGBT agenda and censoring any opposition to it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state constitution, because the description of the legislation didn't judge as struck down. A state constitution, it's in Montana. It defined sex as only a male and a female, finding that it was technically unconstitutional. District Court Judge Shane Venata ruled that the statute passed last year violated the clearly stated purpose. Transgender and non-binary plaintiffs challenged that law. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man charged with threatening the lives of presidential candidates last year has been found dead while a jury was deciding his fate.
A court filing Thursday said the government has learned that the defendant is deceased. The jury began weighing the case against 30-year-old Tyler Anderson of Dover Tuesday after a trial that began Monday. A message seeking comment from Anderson's lawyer was not immediately returned. Anderson had been indicted by a federal grand jury in December on three counts of sending a threat using interstate commerce. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not name the presidential candidates when Anderson was arrested. A spokesperson for Republican candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said the texts were directed at his campaign. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There is growing concern within the American auto industry that Chinese automakers could be preparing to set up shop in Mexico in order to exploit North American trade rules. The Chinese could then flood the United States with super low-priced electric vehicles. More details, SRNnews.com.